Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Harrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hoyt Wilhelm. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. And now, play ball. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Brown drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians won, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sisler scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Runnels moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Brown reaches second base with a double. Colavito moves to third. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilhelm bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Colavito scores. Brown moves to third. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrell bunts towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. Wall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens bunts in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Wall moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wall scores. Runnels moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Dick Brown. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball towards right. Jensen settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jensen. Vernon moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Geiger moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Billy Moran now playing shortstop. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 3 in the game. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 4 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power juggles the ball. That's an error on Power. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Jensen moves to second. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Berberet is walked intentionally. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Billy Consolo. Don Mossy now pitching. Bill Renna pinch hits for Billy Klaus. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to third. Berberet moves to second. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Murray Wall. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Jensen scores. Berberet moves to third. Renna moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.